brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are joined by the one, the only David Icke, a champion goalie, sports and news reporter, formerly the head of the Green Party in the UK, who had a massive awakening experience 20 years ago now or more. And a lot of what he's talked about, unfortunately, has come true. You know, David was asking us in an email, well, what are some of the points Alex wants to raise? And, you know, I never even really do that with David Icke because he's always got the points he thinks are most important. And I always tend to agree with him. I want to get into just the hurdling crisis, the openness of world government now, with the banksters running it, the NDAA, the open announcement of secret police, wars without approval, just total lawlessness out in the open. And there is, what he predicted and others did as well, a giant accelerating awakening happening. So we are living in an incredible time, to say the least. We are at the crossroads of human destiny. DavidIcke.com is his website. Also, I'll be plugging this throughout. He is coming to the United States, speaking at two events in Hawaii this month, in Honolulu all day on March 24th, and Maui all day on March 31st. He has a new book out called Remember Who You Are. And he joins us now. We're going to break in about 3 minutes, David, but give us a prelude. What are some of the biggest things on your radar screen right now?
Well, first of all, it would be nice while I'm in Hawaii if I can find Obama's birth certificate. I shall be looking as best I can, but I'm not confident. Funnily enough, well, I think one of the most relevant things that gets missed a lot of the time is that you currently have the President of the United States visiting you. He's just arrived in America. He's there now. He's called Benjamin Netanyahu. And this whole area of how what I call Rothschild Zionists, which is not Jewish people over in total, it's this, what I would strongly suggest, Alex, is a secret society at its core, created and controlled to this day by the Rothschilds, that has taken over American government through organizations, not least AIPAC, and by putting their people in the key positions to control finance, to control the State Department, to control all these areas that are pushing and pushing and pushing for this agenda that you've just been talking about. I mean, someone like Joseph Lieberman, for instance, Rothschild Zionist, again and again comes up to articulate and try to promote things that are in the agenda, not least, of course, in his case, censorship of the internet. And this is an area that we really, you know, need to stop hiding from and pussyfooting around, because this is not about it's Jewish people. No, no, it's a secret society, which is not entirely Jewish people either. As one of the few things that Joe Biden has ever said that I agree with is when he said you don't have to be Jewish to be a Zionist. No, you don't. People like John McCain are Zionists in my definition of that, and they push that agenda.
Why do you think Israel wants war, or some of the interest over there want war so bad?
Well, because you know what we have, and we've got a break shortly, but what we have is a global structure, Alex, which is akin to a transnational corporation. If you look at something like McDonald's, it will have a headquarters somewhere in the world, in America in this case. And in each country around the world, McDonald's will have subsidiaries like other transnational corporations. And those subsidiaries are there to carry out and introduce the policies and the direction and the agenda of the headquarters.
And take over the next country. Those countries that are controlled are then going to the exploitation phase to be a launch base to attack the next nation. They're basically like aircraft carriers on land. Well, we'll stay there. Let's come back and explore this, because I said grab bag. I had no idea what you bring up. This first, we'll get into that, and then we'll get into all the rest of the things. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net, GetSeeds.net, or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand, eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are 8 minutes in to this second hour of worldwide broadcast. It is March 6th, 2012. Beware the Ides of March. We've seen the untimely death of Andrew Breitbart. We're seeing Obama announce that he will kill U.S. citizens overseas, but only secretly arrest them here, launching wars without congressional approval. Benjamin Netanyahu just came to the United States, and basically I watched part of the speech online. I didn't watch it live, but I watched part of it online this morning, and it basically sounded like a declaration of war, like it's a foregone conclusion. And I had Colonel Schaefer on yesterday. He said it's starting to lean towards that. Will it be an October surprise or after the election? Because the gas prices will go up. Then that'll be used as a political diversion for the open announcement of world government run by megabanks. Now, David Icke just joined us in the last little segment. If you tuned in, I said, out of all the things, Iran, the economy, world government, the drones, the microchipping, what's most on your radar? Because I don't, do a pre-interview with David. He's busy. I'm busy. I just want to hear what he has to say. And he brought up the fact that Israel and some of the things that are going on there being very close to the core of this and tying it into the Rothschilds. So go ahead, David.
Well, what I was saying, Alex, is that this global network, this global cabal of families and secret societies, operates like a transnational corporation. A transnational corporation, I was saying, has a headquarters somewhere in the world, and then the subsidiaries in each country carry out the agenda and the policies dictated from the center. So, for instance, if you go into a McDonald's in Moscow or Johannesburg or Sydney or New York, you're going into basically the same McDonald's. Well, what this cabal has created is a secret society and family bloodline, a version of that, where the headquarters at operational level certainly is in Europe. It's in places like the City of London, in Paris, in Rome, and Brussels, places like that. In America, yes, to an extent, but nothing like as much as you'd think, considering how powerful and upfront America has been in the public arena. And so when you look at names like the United States, Israel even, Britain, these are just names for subsidiaries of the global network, and they're working to a central dictated plan.
And that's why there's global standardization. I mean, it's exactly the same system across the board.
So look what's happening here. The Rothschilds created modern Israel, and as you know, many Jewish historians have written at length about. There is no historical justification for it. The Rothschilds know that. So what they did was create Israel for a specific reason, nothing to do with Jewish people. They hung them out to dry in Germany. They're planning to hang them out to dry again in this planned Third World War. They couldn't give a damn about Jewish people in general, and it's about time Jewish people in general started to realize this, because they've been had by these people. They have no more concern for them as they have for the rest of the population. So Israel's there to create upheaval, divide and rule, and agitation in that crucial part of the world as part of a much greater global plan. So you have Israel doing that. And Israel is an arm of the Rothschilds, just as the United States and Britain are arms of the Rothschilds. And this is why America gives so much fantastic amounts of billions of dollars every year to Israel, this sliver of land in the Middle East, which has a population of little more, if even that, of 8 million people. And the reason they do that is because one arm of the Rothschilds, the American government, is handing that money from American taxpayers and borrowing to another arm of the Rothschilds, the Israeli government. And it doesn't go to the Israeli people. In September of 2011, something like 400,000 Jewish people, Israelis, were on the streets in Israel, protesting against their treatment and their economic plight, just as the same was happening around in other parts of the world.
Well, David,
400,000 people in a country of less than 8 million. So it's not going to Jewish people. Mm-hmm. It's going to the cabal that control Israel. Then you take it to the next stage. When you've got the agitation and the manipulation, then in comes the American military overwhelmingly. They're now calling it NATO because they're moving towards the World Army step by step in this way. But overwhelmingly, NATO is America. Now, why is it that at a time when so many Americans are in such terrible economic plights, when you are having enormous numbers of people losing their jobs, losing their homes, losing their livelihoods, that if you add all the hidden costs in, the American government is still spending, borrowing, and using taxpayers' money to the tune of something like $1 trillion a year?
It's more than that.
On military spending. Yeah, probably more.
No, it's almost $2 trillion, because it's 1.1 on budget, another $800 billion that's supplemental. But let me just stop you and back
Hold on a second. One second. That makes my point even stronger. Where I'm going with this is, that is not the American military. That is the cabal's military called America. And this is why it doesn't serve the interests of Americans, certainly not with these cuckoo land amounts of money being spent on slaughtering people abroad.
Sure, America is used as a subsidiary. But listen, I got to throw this at you because you're absolutely right. You've talked about this forever. The Rothschilds, as you know, 1215, when Napoleon said he'd won to buy up the stock market when it crashed and then it went back up. That's all on record. But they sued the Mail. And then lost. The Mail said, you know, the big paper said, you are a secret, you know, mastermind, puppet master, secretly running all these oligarchs and banks. And I'd seen that from research. And then he sued them. And then it came out. The judge said that they lied to him. Nathan Rothschild had. And then indeed, he was this puppet master. So I wanted to throw that at you to get your take on it.
Well, the House of Rothschild are one of the major expressions of this bloodline network. And what they've done brilliantly in the last 100-odd years from the turn of the 20th century is to increase their power and increase their economic power and political manipulative power while appearing to have faded into the background. What they do is they put people forward like Goldman Sachs and Lloyd Blankfein and people like this to do their work in the public arena.
By the way, I've got to back you up. I've seen in like your big establishment publications that are more for elites, it says like the word Rothschild means discretion and secrecy, and that's even admitted. So why do you think he sued the Mail for a newspaper for reporting something that's well known?
Well, only he knows that, but he made a big mistake, that's for sure. And maybe the tide is starting to turn. I think it is. I think there are signs that it is, because the Rothschilds now are increasingly finding it more and more difficult to hide behind anonymity.
Well, that was why I asked the question now, is what does that signify that the court ruled against them?
Well, I think, Alex, I am seeing more and more signs, not kind of great revelations that change society yet, but I am seeing signs that the tide is beginning to turn. But as I was saying, Netanyahu, therefore, just like the American military is serving the Rothschilds' agenda, so Netanyahu is serving the Rothschilds' agenda. So Obama is serving the Rothschild agenda. So David Cameron's serving the Rothschild agenda. And the Rothschild agenda is for a series of domino takeovers and wars in the Middle East, leading to a third world war between NATO and the so-called West and Russia and China. So all these people are not operating. I mean, listeners to this show will know this, but they're not operating at random and making up as they go along. This is part of a plan, and the Rothschilds are orchestrating.
Well, at least Clark said that years ago. He said he was in there, and they said, we're going to attack these countries in this order, and it's now happening. It is all a program.
Yeah, this is what people need to appreciate to start to see the world in the way that it is, as opposed to the movie that we're sold through the mainstream media and through politics. That is, the borders that we see as divisions between countries, divisions between units of nation, are only applicable on the surface. Behind the scenes, the same cabal is manipulating into all these different countries. So at the peak of their pyramids, that cabal in each country that runs the politics, the banking, etc., is answering to the same master.
Sure, compartmentalization. We're about to go to break, but I want to ask you this. How is it going for them? From everything I've seen, it's not going well, but they still got the momentum to try to carry it out.
Well, I've been feeling for a while, Alex, a sense of panic. And when you panic, you make mistakes. And when you panic, you tend to be unable to keep under wraps what you're doing. And I'm seeing this happening more and more and more. On one level, they are pushing on and on and on. But they're pushing on. I have been saying this for years. And all this Orwellian extremism that's coming in, it's because it's a defense mechanism overwhelmingly to the awakening of the people, which they knew was coming and they now know is really gathering more and more momentum. It's no accident, Alex, or coincidence. I mean, goodness me, what are the chances of it? That at the very time, demonstrably, more and more people from all walks of life, people who would have laughed at this not long ago, are opening their minds to a new vision of the world at the very same time that this Orwellian extremism is getting more and more extreme. It's because it's a defense mechanism. They're terrified of humanity waking up, because the only way they've been able to enslave humanity up this to this point is humanity being asleep to what's going on. That's changing, and that's why they're worried, and that's why they're panicking, and that's why they're trying to push this agenda on faster and faster and faster, because they know there's a point when a humanity will have awakened enough for the game to be over.
All right, stay there. You know, I talked to a very prominent person in entertainment a few days ago, and he openly told me, he said, I was talking to one of these top elitists, and I should have asked him if I could talk about it on record without saying the name, and the elitist said to him, we're only letting you live. We just admitted the Illuminati to him.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. All right, I want to segue into the open world government being announced, the militarization of police, everything that David and others have talked about unfolding. So where does he see things going now that our credibility just rises and rises and rises? But on the issue of Israel, I want to be nuanced about this because this is my real feelings and research on it. I, of course, you know, learn stuff all the time. I have researched this over the years, and of course I was naive early on because I'm somebody who never gets into any racial stuff, tribal stuff, mafia stuff, any of this. I just am about liberty and freedom, and all humans, you know, are good and bad. But on the Israel subject, really studying it in the mainline history books that have been written, that the Rothschilds actually helped at many levels keep Jews in Germany, wouldn't let them immigrate anywhere but Israel before Israel was set up again. You have the ringworm children, over 110,000 Jewish children, microwaved, fried, a lot of them killed by the Israeli government along with the U.S. government. So this eugenics agenda is targeting everybody. I mean, Jewish people don't get a memo, hey, don't take vaccines, it's going to give you Crohn's. They don't get a memo, hey, don't drink the fluoride. You know, 99%. Well, like you said, it's hiding within, you know, Jewish religion, some of it hiding within patriotism for Israel. And, you know, the average Jew I talk to is totally unaware of this. But again, and I don't see it as even the heart of this program being, you know, about Israel or about, you know, Jewish religion or any of that, but it is a one of the central spokes to it. In the final equation, David, this is a system that wants to destroy everybody, and I think you were getting at that, but you cannot deny that the Rothschilds are right at the center of it and then use. I mean, I know you 15 years ago never talked about Israel or Jewish stuff, and you would be attacked and say, you're really being anti-Semitic with code words. I get attacked. So I get attacked by the Nazis. I get attacked by the ADL, Israeli operative groups, because the system wants us to fight with each other. Do you see where I'm going with this, David?
It's all part of the divide and rule. This is the thing that we need to do as a human race. Those that were on the streets of Israel, 400,000 and more, those who have been on the streets of New York, of Britain, of Greece, Australia, all over the world, we need to realize that the force that we are protesting against, whether it's the Israeli government, the Australian government, whatever, is the same force. They're just different masks on the same global face. And the Israelis and the government and hierarchy and the Rothschilds, etc., have just as much absolute contempt for the mass of Jewish people as they have for everyone else. And this is an interesting thing that a lot of people don't realize, is that the first Zionist Congress was held in Basel, Switzerland, in the latter years of the 19th century. But that's not where it was supposed to have been held to start with. The first Zionist Congress was scheduled to be held in Munich, Germany. And they had to move it to Switzerland because of opposition from Jewish people in Germany who didn't want anything to do, thank you very much, with being transported to Israel according to this Zionist agenda. In other words, Rothschild Zionist agenda. And then, of course, and I would strongly suggest this is not a coincidence, the German Jews were treated grotesquely in the decades that followed, through the rise of the Nazi Party and all that stuff, which, and of course the Nazis were funded by the Rockefellers, by the Bush family, through
Union Banking Corporation.
Exactly. The Rockefellers funded a whole floor of a German university for a guy called Ernst Rudin, who was Hitler's race purity expert.
The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute.
Yes, exactly. And it's like I've just said, Alex, there are no borders with these people. And if we see borders and divisions like that, we're going to lose the plot. And so as a result of the appalling way that Jews were treated in Germany, suddenly they were moving out of of Germany to Israel, and they were moving to the United States. In other words, the Rothschilds got what they wanted as a result of the Nazis and what they did. This is not a coincidence. Now, when you look at Israel, and their grotesque treatment of the Palestinians, it is a mirror of the way the Nazis operated in Germany in so many ways. Now, that is not a paradox, because the same force that was behind the Nazis that treated the Jews in that way in Germany is the same force behind the Israeli regime that's treating the Palestinians as they are today.
All right, stay there, David. Get a drink of water because I can hear you need to cough. We're going to come right back. Long segment coming up. We'll get into a bunch of other issues. I asked David what he wanted to talk about, and this is it. We'll be right back. Very interesting information.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Ladies and gentlemen, bottom line, governments get power out of wars, and they get to take the liberties of the general public. And whether it's communist Chinese or thug enforcers here in the United States, Israel, or anywhere, they have the same wicked gleam in their eye of authoritarian domination, bloodthirst. And it's up to good people to stand up against evil people. And David was talking about divide and conquer. That's what the system seeks to do, is to divide us. My only mission, my goal, is to have humanity survive and thrive. and to have a future. And I want everyone, race, color, creed, religion, to do that. But the globalists are masters at playing us off against each other, and masters through multiculturalism to actually turn everyone against each other in the name of that, and to try to force populations in together to play them off against each other. That's what's happening. And now the West has overthrown Iran over and over again. It's steaming towards war again. David Icke, is there going to be an Iran war? What do you see happening in the future? Where is this going? Gas prices, open announcements of world government. I mean, I thought we were crazies. But, oh, we're mega banks will run Europe and the U.S. and issue the global SDR. It's all happening. Carbon taxes, Agenda 21, shutting down rural areas, arresting Amish everywhere, arresting people selling tomatoes on the side of the road. I mean, police running around with crazed eyes, military checkpoints now everywhere, TSA on highways. I mean, it is really starting to move quick, David Icke. What's happening?
Well, it is. And, you know, I've been saying for a long, long time that this is not just happening in the realms of the reality that we experience. It's coming from somewhere much deeper. And you cannot orchestrate. You've just articulated a long list of things, Alex, and they are a long list of things within an enormous, vast list of things that are happening, and they dovetail with each other. This is being orchestrated not by people sitting around the tables deciding the next move, but from very, very deep beyond this reality, I would suggest, and it's playing out here. A simple thing, how, and I've noticed this, and I'm sure other people have too, who've researched this. When something happens, there's never one reason for it. There might be a prime reason, but there's never just one reason. And what, the, yes. what you've got now is the, and I've talked about it in this new book, funnily enough, which of course was written, finished some months ago, that on one side they want this war with Iran, and they are creating mayhem and devastation in the Middle East. But on the other hand, of course, that's bound to have a massive impact, and we've seen nothing yet, I would suggest, on oil prices, which then devastates the world economy. So it's like everything connects to everything else. There's nothing's working in isolation. And as I've been saying for years, the time's going to come. We're here. When they are going to throw absolutely everything at us, so that we, in a panic, in despair, just say,
right.
do something, whatever.
They're
it
lining
is,
up a whole bunch
it.
Of agendas that build yeah. towards that interlocking nexus at the top, and they only do things if it adds another Lego or another domino or another stack in the pyramid to their whole agenda. You can see it like fractal nanotech.
Yes,
and
exactly
I agree. That. That's what all the religions say. That's what common sense says. We're in the middle of space, and that's what you're saying. People get blown away by, but what are Christians saying? There is an alien or dark force. That's what my gut says. This is beyond human intelligence. This is a master evil.
Well, what's interesting, you know, when you research this is whether it's religions or whether it's ancient cultures or whatever, if you just take a step back from the different names and the different ways of describing it, there is an unbelievable common theme. The Sumerian tablets found in what is now Iraq talk about a non-human force they call that has become known as the Anunnaki, those who from heaven to earth came. In the Islamic religion, they have the phenomenon of the jinn, that are entities that operate outside of human sight, manipulate humanity without being seen, and manipulate human perception of reality through the human mind. You then have the...
Yeah, they play tricks on you. You ask for a ton of gold, but you better ask for it 10 feet in front of you. They're going to drop it on your head.
And then you have the demon theme within the Christian religion and what have you. And then you have the Gnostics, which is a word I understand means knowledge. These were the Cathars who were slaughtered. These were the people that ran the Great Library of Alexandria who were slaughtered, and so were their writings destroyed. But in 1945 in Egypt, a great mass of them were found, which gave the Gnostic view of what's happening in the world. And one-fifth, something like one-fifth of the texts are about entities they call archons, which are manipulating human society and manipulating it through the human mind, exactly what the Islamic religion says. And then you go to South Africa and the Zulu culture, where they talk about the Chitahuri.
Well, look at Jewish mysticism and all of that, and King Solomon and the genies and all that.
Yeah. Alex, it's all in front of us if only we would stop dividing and compartmentalizing these things by the different names and the different name given to the belief system.
Okay, so I mean, this is pretty far out for, because I normally cover just political stuff we can prove, but obviously we can cover this for any audience because the elite at Bohemian Grove Skull and Bones, they are obsessed with it. I've talked to people on record and off record, rich widows of very famous people where their husbands were worshiping the owl idols, the goat idols. They really believe in this. I've been to Bohemian Grove. They are getting off on it. So even if you don't believe in this, atheists and people out there, the elite are obsessed with this. None of them are non-religious, and they believe they're getting power from these entities. So what do the entities want?
This is the point, Alex, that you were talking about earlier in terms of Jewish people and the Zionist elite and all the rest of it. The elites that control the governments around the world are not following Judaism or Christianity.
Babylonian
or
mysticism.
They're following what we call Satanism. And Satanism, if you really study it, is the worship of these entities under endless names that were perceived to be the gods. This is why the Mayans worshipped a serpent god called Kukulkan. This is why in Central America other cultures worshipped the feathered serpent god called Quetzalcoatl. All over you see this recurring theme. They are Satanists. And what's happening at satanic rituals while they're doing the sacrifice is the entities operating outside the very narrow frequency band of human sight called visible light by scientists. They're feeding off the energy of terror that's coming off the victim. And so a war pepper bombing Tripoli or Baghdad or a world war.
It's a feeding frenzy.
Oh, it's a feeding frenzy. It's unbelievable. It's, what is it? It's bloodlust. You see, you mentioned earlier, Alex, that, you know, these people have a bloodlust. Well, it's not even, as we know, it's not even theoretical or symbolic bloodlust. It's a real one. They drink the stuff.
That's the old term, bloodthirsty.
Yes, exactly that. And so we have a bloodthirsty.
You're talking about interdimensional vampires, basically, which we see them bombarding us with vampiric iconography. What is that? No pun intended.
This is where vampires come from. You know, in Zulu lore and in other native cultures,
the ancient Greeks believed in it. They had vampire hunting deals.
Yes, they say that cannibalism was introduced to human society by these entities because they are cannibals and they eat human flesh and drink human blood, as do their hybrid representatives that we call the elite bloodlines and the aristocracy and the royal families and those that control the banks and all the governments and all the rest of it. So this whole human sacrifice, cannibalistic phenomenon came with these entities. And therefore, for a long time, when humans were, shall we say, less evolved than they are now, at least large numbers of them are now, they could openly do their sacrifices to the gods. And by the way, when they talked about the sacrificing young virgins to the gods, that was code for children. This is why so many children go missing and end up being sacrificed to the gods. But there came a point where humanity had grown up to the point where it was no longer acceptable to do this stuff openly.
So now they do it as wars. But what about Ezekiel? The whole Bible says, give not your children to the fires of Molech. I mean, it says children being sacrificed right there.
But yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is that people have no problem, Alex, that there was human sacrifice and child sacrifice in the ancient world, right? No problem. What I'm saying is it never ended. It just went underground because humanity reached the point where it wouldn't have it anymore. And it's happening on an unbelievable scale, I cannot tell you. The number of children that go missing in the world every year, never to be seen again, is utterly shocking beyond belief, because these entities want the energy of children before puberty. Because at puberty, we see puberty as a hormonal chemical change. But what it is to these entities is the human energy field of the children changes, and it plays through as hormonal change at the chemical level. But it starts and is fundamentally driven by an energetic change. They want the child's energy before that change takes place. And that's why they're obsessed with children, and that's why there's so many missing children. What's going on in the world, even to most conspiracy researchers, who brilliantly, and good luck to them, are doing the banking, the wars, the manipulated terrorist attacks. Even to many of them, they won't go here. But this is what's happening.
Let me add a caveat to that, David. I'm sure you know about this, but it turns out DynCorp, who's been in congressional hearings running giant child kidnapping rings. I mean, even the UN said in a 2-year period in Southern Europe, 1.2 million women and children went missing. I mean, this is like factory level, Armageddon, Holocaust, extermination level, disappearing into all these labyrinths to feed this, the snuff films, all of it. But then I learned, people said, you didn't know? It was actually what Catherine Austin Fitz about 5 years ago pointed out. And I went and search engined it, and it was true that DynCorp runs the private CPS. On average, they've got more than half the contracts in the country at the health departments, and they're DynCorp people. And that it even came out on CNN a few years after that, that in Florida alone, there was like 3,500 missing kids they'd taken. They were finding them dead in other countries and stuff, but it got shut down. They are actually operating, the CPS in many cases is actually a foreign kidnapping ring operation. I mean, it's so off the charts evil right there. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Alex, that's just an interesting point, because in this new book, Remember Who You Are, in the last one, You Marais, Get Off Your Knees, I address this very subject in considerable detail, because I've had a lot of experience of it in this country and in America. When I say experience, I mean I've interacted and been with people who've had their children taken away and stuff like that. And as a result of that, I realized just how this child protection services scam is not there to protect children. It's the last thing they want to do. There are some genuine.
It's come out that they've got list of certain kids they're looking for. If yes. You've got a black-haired, blue-eyed girl, that's their favorite, or green-eyed. Then it goes into blonde, blue-eyed. I mean, they are hunting.
See, this is what I've gone into in detail in these books, because they are seeking to have an endless flow of children for what they want and what they do with them. And what better way than to control child protection services? Now, what's happened in Britain, and I know it's happened in America, so I've researched all that, is that the number of children being taken, not just from, families per se, but from blatantly loving families and caring families, is going off the Richter scale. Tony Blair, who's big time involved in all this and absolutely agrees with it, he, when he was Prime Minister of Britain, introduced, believe it or not, financial incentives to councils to meet targets for taking children away from their
natural parents. No, it's global standardization. Bill Clinton started that, where they have to increase the quota each year or get none of the federal money. I mean, and of course, he's an admitted occultist. His wife's a witch, and they are when you see Tony Blair, folks, it is a literal vampire. The teeth don't, do all that. It's a demonic goblin.
Now, just let's look at this. You are giving financial incentives to these organizations to meet.
You pay so they can steal your kids and gang rape them before they cut their heads off and do all the things to them.
Any sane society that cared about the children and cared about justice would never have any incentive to take children away from their parents, because every single case would have to be judged on the merits of the case.
Well, the CPS worldwide is 5 times more likely, it's the same in England, to abuse children than any other group. It's admitted that they are a black hole of child abuse and devilry.
They are, and it happens in every country. Now, we come back to this global web I talked about earlier. This global web not only controls the banking system and the transnational corporations and the governments and the media at ownership and the mainstream level, it also controls, via these corporations, and in Britain via the British government network, these child protection services. It controls the police that's supposed to investigate the abuse of children and allegations by children about abuse by famous people, but they don't. They don't because that's controlled too. They control the courts, which take the children away against all the evidence. This is what's happening. This network, this global corporation of bloodlines
and
societies, controls all these different elements of society. So we're not looking at individual isolated dots like the courts and the CPS and all the rest of it. We're looking at a network.
Let me tell you, I've been to these CPS courts watching it, and I've seen it across the nation on YouTube, the court hearings. It's 90% of the time a weird jackboot, butch-haired woman screaming at families and literally licking their lips. I mean, you're looking. If you saw the woman on the street, you'd say, that is some kind of pervert demon. And they are giant pervert demons openly, like an octopus just grabbing kids. I mean, it's just it's like the witch from The Little Mermaid. I mean, these judges that take the kids, 90% of them or more, every time I see them, they look like the witch from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, well, we've had people in this country, after they've won in a court to take children away from loving families, we've had them high-fiving in the court. This is what we're dealing with. No empathy.
No, the vampires know, man, it's going to be gang raping tonight. They're going to have that kid crying, squealing, and they're going to be lucky if they live. The devils are going to have some fun. We'll be right back. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 21 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
All right, David will be with us 5 minutes in the next hour. Then Bruce Fine, Ron Paul's chief advisor, policy advisor, will be joining us to talk about what's happening in our world for a full hour. By the way, is he joining us via Skype? Because I know he was on the nightly news a while back on Skype. Wow, that's going to be great for video Skype, not just for radio listeners, but for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's great to have David via audio Skype. He's like he's in the room with us. Wanted to tell you, David's going to be speaking at two events in Hawaii this month, in Honolulu, and all day on March 24th, and Maui all day on March 31st. He has a new book out called Remember Who You Are, DavidIke.com. And I should add, again, I remember 15, 16 years ago seeing David Icke stuff and thinking, man, this is crazy. But over the years, the way he politely just took some mean comments I'd said about him, like a gentleman, and then the fact that listening to him and talking to him, I just have a good feeling. I've learned to go off my instincts. I just get a good feeling when I listen to him or when I talk to him. And I don't 100% go off my discernment, but I just do. And I hope everything he's saying isn't true because it's so crazy. But regardless, a lot of it's been, turned out to be true. And we just need to realize it's we're in a spiritual world. There's a lot going on we don't see. And the elites are obsessed with it, and they're in control. So why are they obsessed with it? They always want to tell us, oh, be atheist, nothing's going on. That's because they want you basically blind to what's going on. Also, if you want to support us, it's not even supporting us. We've got 100 business cards with Infowars.com on them. They've got You Are the Resistance on them. And a citizen rule book and two bumper stickers for one penny. All you pay is the $4.95 for shipping, and that really is at cost. And we're getting like 500 orders for these a day, which is going to be really successful, but I don't know if the guys can handle it. So I may just continue this special and boost the price just to get less orders, because then I'll lose money about to hire extra people. I'm happy to do it at cost, but I can't lose money. We've got a bunch of great deals on books and videos and films exposing Oklahoma City as an inside job. It's all available at Infowars.com. So I hope that you will go there and support us if you believe in the message we're putting out and want to support free speech in this country. Going back to David, only 3 or 4 minutes left in this segment, 5 minutes in the next. David, it's very painful to me to know that they are obsessed with hurting children. They are doing it. I've seen it. What you described, the high-fiving, all the abuse that comes out, but they enforce on themselves. But humanity has backed them off before and at least made it go underground. They're trying to sell us on torture, secret arrest now. They're trying to turn our political and spiritual atmosphere into what they are. How does all this end in your mind?
Well, I was talking 22 years ago, from the very start of my conscious awareness of any of this stuff, about the fact that there was a vibrational change coming. I dubbed them the truth vibrations because I understood that they would have the effect of bringing to the surface all that had been hidden from humanity. Now, 22 years ago, there was no sign of that. But look at it now. I mean, the very fact that what we're doing now, it's talking about this stuff. What we know now about what's happening in the world and what's going on in the background and how it's controlled is off the Richter scale compared with what we knew 22 years ago, even 10 years ago, much of it, and what have you. And the other thing that I was told would happen is that this vibrational change, this quickening of the vibrational fabric of this reality would have the effect of acting like a spiritual alarm clock, and people would start to wake up from their slumber, their coma, their amnesic state, and they would start to, this is the title of the book, this is where it comes from, they would start to remember who they really were. Not the body, but consciousness, infinite consciousness with infinite potential, having an experience through the vehicle of the body. And clearly, When I look back 22 years, I look back 10 years, even 5 years, the numbers of people now who are awakening to another view of themselves and the world is absolutely phenomenal.
Back in 60 seconds. Stay there. Finish up on this. Back in 60 with David Icke.
You are listening to GCN.